Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy. Brought to you by Go Loud and proudly sponsored by Irish Tax Rebates. The tax agent you can trust with over 20 years of experience. Visit irishtaxrebates.ie.
Go Loud. Sounds better with us.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. Now, before we let you know what we want to talk about on this latest Opinions Matter podcast, I want to give a big shout out to our current show sponsors, Irish Tax Rebates. Now, Irish Tax Rebates are the tax agent that you can trust. 100% Irish owned, with over 6,000 five-star reviews on Trustpilot. Here's how it works. If you think you may have some tax that you overpaid, you can reclaim that tax from revenue, and Irish Tax Rebates can help you. On average, this is very interesting, on average, the average person, according to Irish Tax Rebates, is due a rebate of €1,092. That's a nice bit of money. It's a nice bit of change. Better in your pocket than the taxman's pocket. And this is where Irish Tax Rebates come in. They have a fee of only 10%. So say, for example, if you got a rebate of €1,000, their fee will be €100 plus VAT, which is €123, and you get to keep the other €867. It's as simple as that. There are some cowboy operations out there that are charging people 30% and 40%. Well, not Irish Tax Rebates. They are the go-to if you think you can have any tax that you want to reclaim. And you were thinking of using them yourself.
My wife has used them, actually, and she found out that she was due tax back on several different things, including uniforms that she buys for work. That she's always bought for work. She didn't realise that she could get tax back on it. I'm not at liberty to say how much she got back, but it was worth her while doing it, let's just say that. So there's literally a very high possibility that there's money waiting there in the taxman's purse. He's a very big purse, by the way.
He has, yep.
Very big purse. And there's money waiting there for you.
If you would like to find out more, visit their website and register, irishtaxrebates.ie. And we would like to thank them for their support of the Opinions Matter podcast. So what do we want to talk about on this latest episode of Opinions Matter? A throwaway comment that was made by our Jeremy yesterday. That's you, by the way.
Has caused ructions.
Ructions. That's the best way to describe it. So during a conversation completely unrelated, Jeremy made a throwaway comment to the effect of, I would never work stacking shelves in a supermarket. I'm too highly qualified for that, or words to that effect. Yes? Correct? Am I misquoting you?
I should have listened to yesterday's podcast. By the way, you can listen to it. You'll find it on Spotify. I don't remember my exact quote, but it was probably taken
words to that effect.
It was probably... No. I was actually talking about people who have professional jobs. Let me start off by saying, this is not about me.
Well, no, it is you that said it, and it is you that annoyed a lot of people yesterday, including me, by the way. I was really pissed off with you.
Yeah, but then when we were talking about it at the end of yesterday's podcast, we got a message. Well, we got a text message that came in from a woman that works in marketing, mm-hmm. which I read out. And then she sent us a voice note, which we're going to play now in a second. First of all, I just want to get some things out in the open off my chest. First of all, I have worked in every kind of job. I've worked in bar jobs. I've been a lounge boy, I've been a waiter, I've been a table clearer, I've been a kitchen porter.
All when you were a teenager, by
I've
the
been
way.
A kitchen
all when you were a teenager.
I've been and the point.
Whoop-de-doo.
Yeah, so I've done all those jobs. I certainly wasn't born with a silver spoon in my mouth. I wasn't born with any spoon in my mouth. I've worked for everything I have, and I've worked hard, okay? I also have qualifications. I have college qualifications. So all I'm saying is, I can understand how someone...
No. You said you would not work in a supermarket packing shelves or doing a checkout. You said you wouldn't.
No, not at this stage of my life, because I'm qualified in other things. In the same way, lads...
Okay, you lose your job, as you did a couple of years ago. Yeah, you unfortunately lose your job. It all goes tits
up. And it was never on my radar to... And I'm not saying they're not good jobs. I see a difference between a job and a career. Okay, a career... And let me just explain it to you all. A career is something, and I don't mean to talk down to you, but I'm going to talk down to you.
You are.
Because I think you're all missing basic understanding here. A job is something that you work at from Monday to Friday or whatever, and it pays okay, and but you've no love for it. You just go in and do it. You don't need qualifications for it. You're probably not going to get anywhere in the job. You moan about it all the time. That's a job. And one of those jobs would be working in supermarkets. A lot of the people that you see working in supermarkets are college-age kids. They're working part-time to put themselves through college. Or maybe they're elderly people who just want a few hours a week. That's a job. A career is something that you have gone to college because that's what you want to do. So an engineer, an architect. You went to college, you built yourself up because you want a career in that job. So there are two very different things. The girl that sent in the message that we're about to hear from, has a career in, is it marketing?
Marketing. And what she said I'll play it down in a second, but rather than take a job in Lidl or Aldi or Tesco or whatever for the number of months that she was unemployed, she decided no, she wasn't going to do that. She signed on the dole. Now, the question is, why do some people, are you somebody who would look down your nose at certain jobs?
I wouldn't look down.
Oh, no, you are.
No, I'm not. Again, misquoting. I'm not. I think every job that is legal is an honourable job. That's the way I was raised.
But you won't do one.
That was raised by my parents, that every job is, this is talking about a career move. I don't think, okay, when we lost, when we were made redundant to 98FM, mm-hmm. Hi guys, thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening, yeah.
When we were made redundant to 98FM, never was it on your radar that you would apply to your local supermarket.
No, because we went and set up this podcast.
Okay, why did we do that? Because this is what we're qualified to do.
Absolutely. This podcast not worked, had people not listened to it.
Touch wood.
We're at this 3.5 years now, so it's doing something right.
I mean, sorry, there's Lola straight away, but you won't have a go at her if she comes on. I worked shit jobs when I was 15. There's not a chance I do it now. What is wrong with that? What is wrong with having...
So hang on. So somebody who's 45. Working in Tesco or Lidl is working in a shit job. Absolutely not. Their jobs are more secure than yours is. You were made redundant. You think back during COVID, who were the people at work? The people in the supermarkets.
And hairdressers and all that. Yeah. But I'm just saying.
Well, they weren't even allowed to work.
I'm just saying it's the difference between having a job and a career. So someone like
this... How patronising is that?
No, that's the statement of fact.
So your job in Tesco...
There's a difference between a job and a career. How can you not get that into your thick head?
Because somebody can work in a supermarket and progress up the ladder.
I'm telling you
I know a regional manager in Lidl that started off on the floor.
Yeah, well done. And he picked himself up.
Patronising prick.
Okay, if you were in your...
Are you listening to yourself?
If you were in your local Dunn's tomorrow, yeah?
Yeah.
And you saw, we have a mutual friend who's a pilot.
Yeah.
Flies all around the world.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, if you went into Dunn's next week and you saw him packing the shelves in the yogurt aisle of Dunn's, the first thing you'd say is, Jesus, that's a come down. He's after being a pilot. And now the point is you won't, because people who have careers in those things generally do not take those kind of jobs. You're never going to see your local GP working in a...
Doctors are never unemployed. This is I said this to you yesterday.
No, it's not.
You don't see unemployed doctors.
So it's nothing to do with snobbery. If you want to come on and argue with me, come on, I'm ready for it. But none of you have a decent...
Okay, well, have a listen to this lady's message.
It's not snobbery.
It is snobbery. That's all it is.
Not a snob.
So why would you not work in a supermarket? Tell me why. There we go. Silence is golden. This is Michelle, who sent this message in after yesterday's podcast with her opinion on this.
Hi, guys. I'm delighted to hear you talk about this because this is really relevant to my situation. I have a degree in marketing. 2 years ago, I was working an amazing job in Dublin, really well paid, really well respected, and then through no fault of my own, lost that job. And I was unemployed for 8 months, went onto the dole, never been on the dole in my life and didn't even know how to do it. But anyway, I got on the dole, and a few people said to me during that time, would I not just take a makeshift job, you know, Aldi or Lidl or something like that? And I will tell you the reasons why I would never be caught doing that. Number one, I paid a lot of money for the education that I got and to get the skills that I had, and it would be absolute career suicide for me to be seen, you know, pushing things through, you know, the belt or whatever in Lidl, beeping things through. It means that I wouldn't have time to continue to upskill so that when an opportunity came along that I would be desirable. I wouldn't have time to go to interviews. I think people need to respect the fact that people are skilled and there are unskilled jobs. And, you know, that's not for me. I took the time to educate myself, to better myself. And it would be, like I said, career suicide for me to be seen stacking shelves. Let's just be honest here. We respect certain people in certain ways, and that's just the truth. So I'm really glad that you're highlighting this, and I think there's no shame in holding out for what you're worth.
Have you paid tax in the past 4 years? If yes, then you could be due a tax refund. Irish Tax Rebates are here to help. With an average rebate of over €1,000 and our no rebate, no fee policy, what do you have to lose? With over 6,000 five-star reviews on Trustpilot, apply now at irishtaxrebates.ie. The tax agent you can trust.
So Michelle's message a moment ago, she talks about it would be career suicide for her to be seen packing shelves. Like, seriously. How does she think when she goes into a supermarket, the shelves got packed? Somebody has to do it. How come you're still being silent.
No, I'm just not. That's her argument. How come you don't see, how come most of the people working in restaurants and pub trade are all foreign nationals then? So Irish people over the last 20 years have superiority complex going on here that they won't do a lot of those jobs. So to all of you saying, I do any job, you won't. You don't. How come when they used to have toilet attendants in all the nightclubs in Dublin, they were all done by African people? How come none of you took those jobs? Because you're all hypocrites. Can you answer that question?
How come
every single toilet attendant?
I think it was them who invented that job.
No, but how come
that job never existed before?
Because
that job never existed before.
You're down your nose on it, that's why.
Our number is 085-825-2626 if you would like to get involved in this conversation. Sean, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Sean?
All right, guys, how's things?
Good, thanks, Sean. Is there any job that you would look down your nose at and not want to do?
Absolutely not.
Absolutely not.
Not after living through a recession where I knew what it was to be out of work.
Mm-hmm.
Not a chance. I think if you can get a job that will pay the bills, you know, it doesn't matter how many letters you have after your name, what degrees you've got, the electricity company doesn't care.
Absolutely. They don't care where your money came from as long as you pay your bills.
Yeah. And that woman who made the comment, it was career suicide. Well, my goodness, she thinks an awful, awful lot of herself. Like,
and this is the point that I was trying to make to yesterday, Jeremy.
Sean, she's paid for a college education.
Yeah,
She has a degree in marketing. They don't hand them out.
Worth a lot when she was made redundant.
They don't.
But sure, I have a degree. That doesn't mean that I still wouldn't stack shelves if I had to.
A degree, by the way, Jeremy, doesn't make you a better person.
It doesn't make
you a more important person.
It just makes you more employable. That's a fact, by the way. A degree makes you more employable.
I totally disagree.
Well, it does.
I totally disagree. All you have to do is, here, if you want a job tomorrow, you could get one in Lidl down in Port Marnock, down the road here. They're advertising for staff.
They're a great employer as well. Yeah, great employer.
So you're saying it makes you more employable. There are loads of jobs in supermarkets available.
Yeah, but people with degrees who have worked in a certain trade, like, say for instance, Sean, I'll give you an example. Myself and Adrian know a man who was the chief executive of a company, of a very big company.
Mm-hmm.
He's a good friend of myself and Adrian, more a good friend of Adrian's. Worked as a chief executive and lost his job as a chief executive of a big company. Now, do you think it was ever on his radar to go into Lidl or Aldi and apply for a job? No, what he did was he went up on LinkedIn straight away and said, this is my qualifications, I'm able to run a company. So he would be selling himself short is the point I'm trying to make. That's the statement.
Signing on the dole isn't selling yourself short. This is that lady. She signed on the dole rather than take, a makeshift job. What the fuck is that all about?
It's not a permanent job. It means that it would be just to stop
the
gap.
How patronising.
It's not patronising.
That somebody working in a supermarket is working in a makeshift job.
Well, it's very much patronising. It actually just smacks of her looking down on people.
That's 100%. Exactly. And by the way, my colleague here to my right-hand side was the exact same yesterday and said the exact same thing in not so many words.
I just don't understand that attitude at all. Like, we all can't be doctors in life, you know. Everybody has to do some kind of jobs and needs must. If you were made redundant tomorrow and somebody offers you a job in, like, Aldi or Lidl, which actually pay quite well,
mm-hmm.
then there's absolutely no reason to take it.
Jeremy wouldn't take it.
Well, that's just ridiculous.
No, it is, Jeremy, because it was you that started this yesterday by your throwaway comment, I wouldn't stack shelves in a supermarket.
No, but not at my age, not with my qualifications.
What do you mean not at your age? I saw a guy older than you in Tesco last week.
It'll be a step back for me. It will be a step back for me. And again, Adrian, that was never on your
radar.
You've lost so many jobs, I can't even tell them.
I've never lost a job in my life.
No, never has it been on your mind to... get a job in the supermarket.
Because thankfully, things took a turn for the better. Yeah. However, if I was literally without a job and nothing to do, I would do anything. You would sit at home rather than, oh, I'm not working in case somebody sees me in Lidl. That's your attitude.
So you,
it's pathetic.
You wouldn't want anybody. So you wouldn't want
it's
anybody.
It's pathetic.
You wouldn't want any of your.
I would work any.
You wouldn't want any
job.
Of your, you would die a death if one of your news talk.
I'm not the one who said it. I am not the one who said it yesterday.
If you're,
I would not stack shelves in a supermarket.
If you were stacking chainsaws in the middle of aisle of Aldi and Pat Kenny or El Buddy walked in, you'd hide your face. You'd run into the storeroom.
You reckon?
Would.
Okay.
Yes, you would.
Sean, what do you make of that sort of attitude? And by the way, I wouldn't.
It's absolutely disgraceful. Like, I can put it into perspective right now. We are currently in the middle of a crisis. I work in the hospitality sector, and places are closing left, right, and centre. I have a degree in culinary arts, and at the moment, if I was told to work in a supermarket shop, stacking shelves, I would do it happily.
Because needs must.
Because needs must. And I wouldn't care who would look down me. Like, I could go and apply tomorrow and work in a 5-star hotel. I've been offered work in some of the best hotels in this country. But if I have to get a job in Aldi to stack shelves to pay the bills, I will. Simple.
You see, again, Jeremy, it's this snobby attitude to certain jobs is what really bugs the shit out of me.
I don't have a snobby attitude.
You do.
I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about career moves. That girl was a marketing executive and she didn't see it.
She got made redundant, and rather than take a job to keep her going while she was trying to get her career off the ground again, she looked down her nose at it and said it'd be career suicide, to be spotted working in Aldi.
Yeah, that's wrong. That's a snobby cow saying that.
It's elitism. It's very elite to say that, to look down on somebody like that.
Stay with me for a second if you can, please, Sean. Our number is 085-825-2626 if you would like to get involved in this conversation. Is it snobbery? Is it elitist to say there are certain jobs that I would not want to do? Our number is 085-825-2626. You can send us a WhatsApp or a WhatsApp voice note. Lola, you're on Opinions Matter. Hiya, Lola.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Good, thanks,
Lola. I agree with Jeremy on this one. Career suicide. Sometimes you have to sit out and wait. Absolutely, after that girl's been working in marketing and stuff like that, like putting that in your CV, you cannot go into the corporate world again and be like, what did I do for the last year? I stacked shelves. You are going to pull yourself back so bad in the corporate world.
And do you think, okay, but let me ask you, do you think you will do yourself any more favours by having 8 months on social welfare on your CV?
Well, actually, to be honest with you, if you paid your taxes and you needed that time, what you could do in the meantime is you could do your own business or do something in the meantime, and you could try and do it. You need to keep your CV fresh. An employer in the corporate world, if they see you've gone from a marketing job to stacking shelves, I'm sorry, you may as well shoot yourself in the foot. Like, that's your career ended. That's it. And job done. Like, that's it. I'm like, I'm not saying that. Like, everyone has to pay their bills. Well, absolutely not. Like, I worked in marketing, so if I had that on my CV, I would never.
Okay,
so then
answer me this. Let's imagine, God forbid, and all that. You had no job.
I've been there.
Okay, you've been there. You've been without work.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what did you do to make ends meet while you were out of work?
I spent my savings to keep me along. I had to go on the dole for a couple of months, and I started up my own businesses. So I kept my CV fresh and I kept myself as high as I could.
Okay, but there were other jobs around.
If I put them on CV, I'd be a career death. That's it. Like, I couldn't go in and sit in the corporate world and say, I'm sorry, I've gone from like accounts, marketing, business, PR, and I'm stacking shelves and desks. That would go down well in the meeting, wouldn't it? It'd be very employable.
Well, you think people? Well, obviously, this snobby attitude then exists in the corporate world that people would look down nose at you because you got up
absolutely.
Off your arse.
Because they see that if you, well, they should see that I was able to pull myself through by not lowering from my qualifications and go through to that. It's not snobbery. This is business.
So you reckon if you lost your job and you took a job in Tesco or Dunnes or whatever?
Yeah, I would say if I was the board person in front of the person and they came in and said, I lost my job and I decided to take this and but I didn't see that they had applied for other jobs. I'm Jim's absolutely right. It's career suicide in a nutshell. I would be like, next, on you go. You can come in and solve.
Okay, so you would, because of the career, so you work in marketing yourself, is that what you said?
I've worked marketing accounts for business, and I would not, if that went on my CV, I would be finished.
Yeah, because people...
So I have
people,
to take the hint.
Yeah, people would look at it and say, get your shit together. Why didn't she... Get your shit together. Why didn't she...
I spent all my savings when I lost the job to cover myself for a while. And that's what I had to do. And I had to start off my own stuff. And then even if I didn't make as much money, I still have that I was entrepreneurial. I can't go putting stacking shelves and tasks on my CV.
Well, obviously, you're not going to word it like that. You spent 6 months stacking shelves in Tesco.
I don't care. Like, that's fine.
Okay,
I don't mind.
What's wrong with having on your CV shop assistant in Tesco or Dunn's or Lidl? What's wrong with that?
Are you not listening to what the woman says, Adrian? In the corporate world, when you're dealing with career people, you are never going to... If you look at LinkedIn... No, I'm not even on LinkedIn. But if you look at LinkedIn, and you look at the page of a professional person, like our buddy CEO man, is he going to have on his LinkedIn page work for the Yogurt Island Tescos from 1999 to
2000? No. You'd be turning in the interview. You wouldn't even go...
Nobody has that on their CV.
Career suicide.
Okay,
yeah,
stay there for 1 second. I have somebody who wants to talk to you in a moment, so bear with me for a second. Let me bring in, by the way, if you want to get involved, our number is 085-825-2626. Let me bring in Michael.
Hi, guys. Can't come on. I couldn't agree with Jeremy more, to be honest. If I lost a job, I did work in retail when I was back in school and stuff, and it was fine. You know, it was just pocket money, whatever. But if I ended up losing my job now, I wouldn't go back. I just couldn't. It wouldn't be good for my mental health. I'd be chasing what I'm doing now and just trying to get back into it, you know. So I don't blame the woman for not wanting to do it. She is a bit of a snob calling a career suicide, because that makes it look like you're looking down on it. But me personally, I just couldn't. I just couldn't go back to it, you know. It would drive me fucking insane. Anyway, love the show.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon, a podcast from Ireland with a difference.
Lorraine, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Lorraine?
Hi, Adrian. How are you?
I'm good, Lorraine. You're annoyed listening to this. Why?
Because you're not defined by your CV.
Oh, no, Lola is.
Aren't you, Lola? I am. Very good.
You're not defined. That does not make you a person.
Yes, you are. No, it doesn't make you a person.
Oh, so I'm less important than you, because on my CV, have worked in these places. I have worked in...
You're not less important than anything, but it's what employers look for. They're not going to look for someone
because
healing.
The word Tesco sales associate's written on your CV, that employers are going to go,
If you're going for a management role in a corporate company, yes, that is going to affect you.
I was a manager in a corporate company. I was a junior and I marked my way up to management.
That's fine. It's a difference of agreement. Sorry, but in the corporate world, they're not going to take you on. End of. Like, you know, if you
guys
say
I
work in
Tesco... That's what I'm trying to say.
Okay.
I worked my way up from sales associate to management. At the minute, I would say a whole mother. But I will put that on my CV.
Okay, brilliant. But you're not going to get employed in a head company in the corporate world. That's it.
When I got my job to begin with, that I worked my way up. That I worked in retail, that I worked in
Tesco. How long ago was this now?
How long ago did I put on my CV?
How long was it? Yeah, so on your CV, what were your things? You can't have breaks in your CV in the corporate world. You have to move up.
But
you
the CV does not define who you are.
That's not really relevant, really, is it?
If it wasn't for the people stacking shelves if it wasn't for the people working in Tesco and stacking shelves during COVID, you'd have nothing.
Ah, Lorraine, when you start talking about COVID, but hang on, Lorraine. You could say the same thing. If it wasn't for the people who go out and clean the streets every day with brushes and pans and stuff like that, we wouldn't have clean streets. Which I wouldn't see you walking down O'Connell Street driving one of those vans.
If it was a job, Jeremy, that wouldn't bother me.
The fact of the matter is, COVID, as Lorraine just said, highlighted it very well.
People
working in supermarkets, for example, and sweeping the streets were classed
as... Kept this country going.
What was the word? They,
confused. Frontline.
No, essential workers. Yeah, that's what they were.
It is an essential.
You're not essential. Oh. The world could do without you.
Jesus.
But it's good to have essential workers. No, but you have to understand.
But you're looking your nose down at these people.
Correct. I'm not looking my nose down. I respect everyone in the shop, but the way you're speaking.
The way you're speaking is, God, heaven forbid, say if you lost your job tomorrow and you had no savings, you'd rather go on the dole.
I've had to do that before. I've had to make those decisions. And I've done that.
What a horrible attitude to have. What a horrible attitude. That's like looking your nose down at people.
No, I'm not. I'm saying you do whatever you want to do. If you want to reach out to me, you're a stay-at-home mom next. If you want to be in the corporate world, sorry, if you want to use a degree, you cannot have a Tesco shopper like on it. Like, I'm sorry, that's it. That's how I feel.
I just think that is pure snobbery. You're defining yourself by your CV.
That's what a CV is.
But Lola, you make no apologies for defining yourself on your CV.
No, absolutely. My CV is not broken one bit.
Lorraine, what do you make of that attitude? And it's not just from Lola. Our own Jeremy only a while ago said pretty much the same thing. I wouldn't work. But as I said, Jeremy, you are not an essential worker. The world will survive without you. That's not what Lola is saying.
In the same way, just hear me. Everybody, calm down. Take your corners back in the ring and hear me out for a second. The point that Lola is just making, and she's right about putting it on your CV and stuff like that. Adrian, can I ask you a question? One of the first jobs you did when you were 18, I think it was you put stickers on CDs in a record shop.
Correct.
Did you put that on your CV?
That I worked for a record store in Dublin. I used to have it on my CV. I don't anymore.
Why isn't it? But I didn't say
my job was putting stickers on records.
But why didn't you
put it? Don't word it like that.
Yeah, I wrote down sales assistant.
Why is that not on your LinkedIn page then, Adrian? Because I had to look at your LinkedIn
page. Because it was 30-odd years ago. No, it's irrelevant now.
Why are you not proud of that?
No, it's irrelevant now.
No, it's not. It's because you now, thanks for Lola gets me, because what's happened is, Adrian, you are now, your career is in media and broadcasting. Yep. Broadcasting, yeah? Why would you want to tell them that you used to put stickers on CDs? Because it's not relevant to your career. That's the point that Lola is making.
That's not the point Lola's making.
I think it is.
The point Lola's making as well is the fact that I'm a stay-at-home mother and I have a break on my CV of 9 years. I can't get back.
Nine years is amazing. That's one big break. You're very enjoyable in the corporate world.
Lorraine, you could put on your CV, watch Loose Women and Jeremy Kyle for 9 years.
Yeah, exactly. I totally agree. You're very unemployable after nine years. Hold on here now.
That's not what I do. Well done.
And clap. I was a single parent on my work and I didn't put a break.
Well, clap for you. But what I'm saying is, according to you, because I took the break, I couldn't go back and do the job that
for
I did.
For 9 years.
I have three kids.
That's fine. You've gone into a different job. I'm talking about areas of consultation. That's what I'm talking about. It's very Jeremy and everyone's in the broadcasting. You have to keep on a track. That's it. Like, simple as. Otherwise, you break your CV and you don't get employed. And so, if you're happy to do that, I'm delighted for you. I've got no hard feelings.
You are
and I'm happy.
So patronizing.
I don't know if you even realize how patronizing you are.
You are so patronizing. I'm sorry. You are so patronizing. Because I'm a stay-at-home mother and I have a nine-year break. Jeremy, stop for a minute because that is so patronizing.
I was about to say, I agree with you. I agree with you. I was actually being flippant.
I'm proudly for being a stay-at-home mom.
You are so patronizing. I don't need your praise, and I don't want it. You are so fucking
I'm not giving you praise.
Lorraine.
How dare you, Lorraine?
Okay,
don't worry, breathe.
The attitude of, and it started with Jeremy.
I was being flippant with Lorraine saying she watches Loose Women 5 days a week. A stay-at-home mother, and I know because my own wife is one, is a very, very difficult job. So I'm not agreeing with Lola on that point. And I don't think Lola, are you actually looking down your nose and stay-at-home moms?
No, I'm not. I'm saying it's a job, but I think it's irrelevant to this conversation. Oh. A stay-at-home mom is a full-time job. And it's a very, very precious job.
It's the most difficult job you can
have.
I actually think it is.
Lola, because a minute ago you
I'm talking about CVs and jobs. I'm not talking about being a stay-at-home.
Yeah, and because I have a 9-year gap now in my CV, I'm not going to get a job, is what you said.
Yep, that's exactly what you said, Lola.
Yeah, pretty much. I agree with that.
She's still saying that. Lorraine, let me ask you then, this sort of attitude that we're hearing, that there are some jobs that are beneath people, what do you say to people like that who have that attitude, people with degrees or whatever the case may be?
God help you if you ever lose your own job. God help you if you end up on your ear. A job's a job. How dare you look your nose down at people? People who are out there working and doing best for themselves. I just think it's disgusting. It's a horrible attitude to have.
But Lorraine, the point I think she's trying to make is, and this is a conversation I had with my wife as well when we started having Sprogs, was she was, there was a conversation about whether or not she should give up her career and go on a break. And I said, don't, because it's so hard once you go on a break. The workforce gets younger, you get older, you forget about technology, you forget how to do things. And I've seen women that have had good careers and given up their careers on the first baby and never gone back to work, even when the kids are off to college. They just become, and I think those women are selling themselves short. Now, I'm talking about when the kids are all left the house and stuff like that. And that was the point I made with my wife, and that's why I encouraged her to keep her career up, because the longer you're out of work, the harder it is to get back in. That's the only point that I'm trying to make. I admire the job you do. I wouldn't do it for a million years. I was at home with my kids for 2 days there a couple of weeks ago, and I wanted to kill them. After, I don't know how any of you do it. And I don't know, Lola, do you have children yourself?
Yeah, I do. I've got I'm a 19-year-old, nearly 20. But that's what I want to put the point across. I think being a mother is actually one of the most precious jobs in the world. So I do respect, this lady. And it's very hard. It's worse than going to work sometimes, colic, all that kind of stuff. So it's not disrespect, but I'm talking more so about the CD corporate world.
Okay, so you make no apologies. You don't believe you're being snobby in your attitude, do you?
Oh, I agree with my own opinion. Like, that's it. Like, but I respect anyone. But that's the thing. Like, you can be a mother, and you can, if you decide to be a mother for 9 years and you want to do a job that is not within your degrees and stuff, that absolutely. Well, 100%. Why not? Like, I have no idea.
Okay, stay there for a second, Ola, because David, you work in retail. Is that right?
That's correct, Adrian. Yeah.
You're on a hiding to nothing, according to everybody here. It's a 2-bit job. It's a stop gap job. You heard all the comments that have been made. It's career suicide for somebody to take a job in retail.
That's not what she said. Will you stop twisting?
She did say that.
She said if you are qualified as a CEO or a company or an aeronautical engineer or an architect.
She's neither none of those things.
Well, I don't know.
She's marketing. Whoop-de-doo.
No, I'm talking about Lola there. That's,
yeah, she works in marketing.
Oh, does she? I didn't even.
Yeah.
Whoop-de-doo.
She said it.
Okay, the point is, when you work in a career in that field, it's taking a step back. Is that all the point you're making, Lola, or is Adrian just trying to twist your words?
No, and I'm talking about, when you have your degrees, I work in marketing, PR, accounts, social media, web design. Of course, if it goes into my CV, if I went to get a new job, I work freelance, but you can't, it is going to call you back. But then you have a woman that who has decided to take children, and that's a full-time job and a precious job and a very rewarding job as well. I'm not taking that off them, but you're not going to get back into the career world as you were. That's it. End of.
Okay, stay there for a second. Sorry, David, my apologies. What was the point you were trying to make?
I've been listening the last couple of minutes, and I think it's absolutely downgrading the way that Lola's speaking about retail workers, because we've worked through the whole of COVID and stuff like that,
I mentioned a couple of minutes ago that during the likes of COVID, workers like yourself were deemed to be essential workers. Workers that this country literally can't survive without you going to going to work every day, which is what you all did at that time. And you find the attitude that you're hearing, these people are literally looking down their nose at you.
Absolutely. That other girl, I think her name's Lorraine, is it?
And Lorraine was on the line. Yep.
Yeah. I applaud her for mate going up the ladder. And just because you work in retail doesn't mean there's no room for progression. There is. But for people that work in higher jobs, what that girl works in, the office job or whatever, these people don't know what it's like to work in a supermarket every day and what we have to put up with, and the work, all the different departments and the stuff that we have to put up with, So, come over for a day and see how it's going on.
Lola, what is your reaction to that?
Well, I actually worked as an operations manager in a cosmetic surgery center. I worked through all of COVID. I went in every single day. I didn't have days off. I worked through the whole pandemic. And so I know what it's like. So it's no different than anyone else. So I did my time through COVID as well, when everyone was off.
Yeah, but you never worked in a supermarket, though, did you?
I worked in a cosmetic clinic, which was more dangerous. As I worked with patients, I worked with everything. I worked very long hours, and I worked every single day. Face-to-face.
But you see, what I'm hearing, Lola, from you and from other people is this almost condescending attitude.
I don't care. That's who I am.
But this attitude of I'm superior to you because you work in retail.
I'm higher than you on the food chain.
Call it what you like, but you're articulating this into your own thought process.
No problem. That's no problem. Now, my reason for coming on here was basically about CVs and gaps in CVs, okay? That's my reason and my opinion. Like, you can say whatever you want to. I don't care. I agree with Jeremy, like, completely. And that's really it. Like, I don't really have much more to say. I worked through all of COVID. I respect everyone who worked through COVID. I used to go through the same things as the people who were working all the time, the stop gates, you know, when you're coming home from work, everyone else is off and you're on the gaps on the road and you're all rushing home from work. And it's strength, you know, like, we all want to get home, like, to our families, and we can't, and we're, like, held up by, like, police.
Okay, sorry, David, I'm going to let you come back in there. Have you found, during your working life, have you found people with that sort of look down their nose at you attitude to the work that you do?
No, I wouldn't say, because I know an awful lot of my customers, they're all, you know, fairly nice and stuff, and there's no, none of them would really look down. I think actually what they do is they actually appreciate the work that we do because of the type of job it is. And especially through COVID, we got an awful lot of great recognition. Like, I work for one of the big supermarkets here, and I'm not going to name them. But yeah, we're a well-known supermarket, and we do very well, and all the staff in are brilliant. And, you know, like, we work long hours as well. Like, we open till nearly 10 o'clock every night, and coming up to Christmas, there's some mornings we work till nearly 2 in the morning. And, you know, as I said, not, like, if you
okay,
don't
well,
work
well,
in retail,
what about the argument that Jeremy was making earlier on, that your the work that you do is a job, and the work that somebody like Lola does is a career?
I'm sure he'd agree. You didn't go to college for it. There's no degree.
Well, there is retail management.
Okay, that's retail management.
Yeah.
Yes,
but so there is a degree.
No, but someone who's a retail manager goes in at the top level.
Not necessarily.
If you studied retail management in, I don't know, where do you do it? Cobbrew Street, would it be?
I don't know
where to do it, to be honest. But you can, like, I know people in the company that have gone and done courses and have worked their way up the ladder, like the HR, and gone from HR up to nearly assistant manager to manager. So, I mean, just because a supermarket is known as a retail job, it doesn't mean there's no room for progression. There is. I've worked with people, as I said, that have gone up the ladder, and it's great to see them doing well and stuff. And, like, there's people that don't work with us anymore, but they work in the offices just for Musgraves, and they're doing great jobs. Like, they've great jobs, and, you know,
and they've learned a lot from their job in the supermarket, on the shop floor, or whatever the case may be.
Absolutely. Like, there was a guy that was actually, I worked on the fruit and veg in my shop, and he was actually the fruit and veg manager, and he's actually working in the offices now for Musgraves, and he's a really good job in there, and he loves it, you know. So, like, he had the hunger and the desire to go on, and he had his goals, and he's after getting to where he is now, and, you know,
which is amazing, it really is. So, obviously, doing what you do, you find the attitude of that we're hearing from people like Jeremy and from
people like Jeremy. No.
You said yesterday.
Want me
to quote you again?
No,
I wouldn't work in retail. I'm too highly qualified for that.
That's not what I said.
That's what you said.
Literally, not what I said. I respect people that work. Geez, I deal with them every day when I'm in by my shop, and that's not what I said. I said, if you are a career, again,
you said yesterday, I would not work in a supermarket.
At the moment, but I wouldn't look down on my nose and be, it's just, it wouldn't be a...
Why do you think this conversation even started?
Okay, would you leave your job now? As in, we run this podcast and the media company that produces this podcast.
Correct.
We own that, yeah, we run that company. Would you give up this job today to work...
Would I give it up? Who would give it up?
No.
Voluntarily give up a job?
People give up jobs all the time to take another job. Would you give up this job to go and sell shoes?
To go and sell shoes.
Just for argument.
But if I owned a shoe shop, maybe.
No. So, Mr. Clark.
No, but why would I?
No,
I probably wouldn't earn as much money.
No, but if it was the same one,
I probably wouldn't earn as much money.
If it was a slight bit more, if it was $5,000 a year,
would I go and sell shoes? Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
No, such a liar.
Sorry, David. Again, I'm going
to... don't even talk to him. The man doesn't speak the truth, so there's no point. You're literally a liar.
But why would it... But it's a ridiculous...
No, it's not.
If I found myself with no work tomorrow, I would do anything.
No, I'm saying, would you...
Well, why would I walk out of this? Other than the fact that you're bugging the shit out of me today. Sorry, David. The attitude that we're hearing, how does that make you feel as somebody who works in retail?
Oh, annoyed. Annoyed. Absolutely annoyed. Adrian, as I said, I know an awful lot of my regular customers that come in, and probably the guys who are working are probably listening to this at the minute. And we all know our customers, and, you know, all of them are quite nice, but, you know, some of them are sort of difficult to deal with because, you know...
Because I've seen it myself. They nearly look through you rather than talk to you. They talk through you. I've seen it, and I remember, and again, just to mention COVID, I remember during COVID people pleading with customers to be nice to staff behind the counter being treated like absolute shit.
David, I remember one thing, and this turned me off the service industry at all. I remember one night when I was a waiter years ago, this absolute arsehole of a customer, loaded, you could smell the money off him. Anyway, I looked after him, he was drunk and he was just obnoxious to me for the whole night. At the end of the night, he gave me a tip, and I'll never forget this. He took a fiver out of his pocket to give to me as a tip, and he blew his nose in it before handing it to me.
Piss off.
On my children's lives, that is the story. He literally blew his nose. He said, there you go, that's for you. And I remember thinking, oh my God. And that's why I have so much respect for people who work in any job. The one thing I was always taught by my parents was, treat, and it's a great thing to learn in life, treat the person who pays your wages the exact same as the person who cleans the toilets you go to. And that is the truth.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yet you said yesterday I wouldn't work in one of those jobs. That's what you said, Jeremy. That's how this conversation has started.
Just shut up.
Here, do you want me to play the tape?
No, just shut up.
Have a listen to exactly what you said yesterday.
Just shut your mouth. You really
have a listen. Listen.
I wouldn't take a job stacking shelves because I'm overqualified for it. I didn't go to college to stack shelves.
Now, there you go. Okay? That's what you said yesterday. Thank you.
Just shush.
Silence is golden. Eric!
The only reason for a college degree is to show a potential employer that you went to college every day for 4 years, and if he hires you, you're going to do the same for him and not fuck up his business.
And Eddie has been in touch with us.
How are you, lads? Good topic. I kind of agree and disagree with Jeremy at the same time. There's no doubt what he's saying is true, right? Irish people have become very stuck up and they won't do certain kinds of jobs. Pal of mine works in HR and people come in and they're only like 18, 19 now, school, like, you know? And he starts telling them about the job and they seem really keen. And as soon as he mentions, oh, there's a shift work, you could be working the afternoon, the evening, the night, weekends, and they go, I don't want that, you know? And they get up and walk out. And he's like, fucking hell, you know? And there is certain jobs Irish people will not do, and that's kind of crept in the last 10, 20 years. But at the same time, there's no doubt that that girl who has her degree in marketing will have a better quality of life and a higher wage if she gets a job in marketing compared to a job in Lidl. However, every job is honourable. Like that chap said, not everybody is fortunate enough to go to third level education, you know? And at the end of the day, when your fucking gas bill arrives, board guards don't go, oh no, we don't want that money off you. You earned that a little. All money's the same, you know, when you have to pay a bill. But is she snobby? Possibly a little, because if you have bills to pay, I'd rather fucking do something to get up my arse and pay those bills than let them build up and fucking sit on the dole. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Opinions Matter. Opinions Matter with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Have you paid tax in the past 4 years? If yes, then you could be due a tax refund. Irish Tax Rebates are here to help. With an average rebate of over €1,000 and our no rebate, no fee policy, what do you have to lose? With over 6,000 five-star reviews on Trustpilot, apply now at irishtaxrebates.ie. The tax agent you can trust.
Good topic today. Carl's flying in here.
I listen to a lot of podcasts and I never hear as much anger on any podcast as I do on this. Why can't we all just be friends?
because you make outlandish statements that people get pissed off with. Jack!
I do realise there's good opportunities in Tesco and companies like multinational chains like that, etc. That without the workers doing the basic jobs on the line, there'll be none of them big companies making the money that they're making. So I think it's a bit ridiculous to say that. Maybe in some cases some would reject people that have stacking shelves in their CV, but not all cases. I know of people in the corporate world that would take people on as long as they're able to explain how it was relevant to their career or why there was a gap in their CV, why they took on the job. That shows better initiative than being surely than just being on the dole.
Jason, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Jason?
Good afternoon, Adrian. How are you, pal?
Good, thanks. What was it that Lola said that really annoyed you?
I'll tell you a couple of things there, the way she spoke down to Lorraine. Lorraine gave up a great career to be a mother, and as I've always
said, just for the record, for people who may not know, Lorraine's your partner, yes.
Yeah. I've just had her on the phone. She's a bit upset at that. Okay, that woman owes her an apology. Right, you've a woman on there speaking down to a woman who gave up a career to rear her three children. I mean, Jeremy, I'm a bit annoyed at you, pal. You jumped ship pretty quick, though, when you seen the way that corner was going.
No, I'll always stick. No.
Oh, you did, Jeremy. Okay, I'll get to you in a minute.
Yeah, hang on. Don't be looking for a row at me when I didn't even say anything. What I said was, and it's a statement of fact, is that it's very hard to get back into the career. The careers don't wait for people.
Come here. It's not all about a career. Do you think these people that own these big corporations give a shit about you and your family?
You're only a number to them.
Because I tell you one thing, they will dump you as quick as anything. Yeah. And you know what you've done? You've parked your kids to decide for these corporations and these conglomerates. They don't care about you.
Yeah, but
There's not one person in the graveyard that says, I wish to God I worked harder.
No, and in fact,
we want to start putting family life first. These multinationals, second, because these multinationals are what's destroying family life.
Let me bring Lola back in for 1 second just to respond to that. Lola, he's annoyed the way you spoke to his partner, and he's arguing that we should put family before big corporations. In other words, prioritise our family over our CV or our career.
I actually agree with his message, and the reason I agree is we don't have a choice now at this stage.
No, we do. Everybody has a choice, Lola. Everybody has a choice. And the corporate world seems to have bittered your heart. My partner had a good career. Sorry, Lola. My partner had a good career, okay? She had a good career in a well-known jeweler's. When we had children, she chose to be a mother, not to park our kids off with strangers
that's
rear
our
kids.
That's the nice thing that she should have done. That's the nice thing that
The way you put her down, Lola, I tell you, you did. She's a bit upset at home because she feels like she's a scab. No, and she's living off the state. You'd no problem signing on. She never had to sign on.
I'm not
going to
speak over you.
Go on, Lola.
I agree with you. I think, unfortunately, in this country, we've been put in a situation where you have to work if you have children. You have to, if you're going to provide for a child, you have to work. And that's the realistic side of it.
Let me read out a message for you that's on her Facebook, just being passed to me from Eddie. I like Lorraine, says Eddie, but she doesn't deserve an apology. Lola basically told the truth. A 9-year gap compared to someone with no gap is a red flag to a recruiter. They don't care about recruiters. I worked damn hard to pay for Lorraine.
But see, Lorraine would sacrifice her career and her happiness for her children. And guess what I'll do? Because we're a family. We've stuck together as a family. I'll go to work, Jeremy, and work twice as hard
to make sure
Lorraine doesn't have to get back into that corporate world.
I get that.
To turn her into a bitter, twisted fucker like you and Lola.
I'm not bitter. I mean, I might be a bit twisted.
Jeremy, you looked down on John 3 weeks ago. You slated John on this podcast because he delivered curry.
Okay.
And how dare you do that? Yeah. What do you do, Jeremy? You play fucking records and you talk into a microphone.
Okay.
And you spend the rest of the day
putting people down, Jeremy. That's what you do.
Let me say, Jeremy, that is what you do. Let me say to Jay,
and that's no career, Jeremy, to be proud of. At least Adrian has the common decency to be decent to people on the podcast. All you do is slay people. If this was a person from a working class area that was on the phone and not Lola saying that she signed on instead of going to Tesco's, you would have fucking slayed her. How dare she take money off the dole? How dare? Because it was working class.
Okay, let me put something to you, Jason. You, and this is a topic we've wanted to do with you before, you regularly put down people who leave their kids in creches all day. You put them down.
Why have them to abandon to
so,
a crèche?
So hang on, how are you allowed to be judgmental about parents who are putting their kids in crèches?
I'm not being judgmental.
No,
I'm
you
not,
are. Yes,
I'm
you
not,
are.
No,
you
I'm
you
not
have
being judgmental.
Judged them. You have judged them. Yes,
well,
you are.
Because you'll all get on and judge. You'll all get on and judge this.
No, you, Dixon.
And you will judge the hell of people. Women, oh, you sit down all day watching Jeremy Coyle and this. No, they don't. You spend one day with my Lorraine, or spend one with your own wife and see what she has to go through.
So did he hear what I said?
From the time she opens her eyes to the time she closes her eyes. No, stay there with your wife and watch what she does. She can't say, oh, I don't want to do this and walk away. Because she has to look after her children.
But you look down your nose more so.
I don't look down to my nose.
Yes, you
do. Do you know why I'm annoyed, Jeremy? Do you know why I'm annoyed? Because these people think it needs a man and a woman to go out and rear the family. It doesn't. Because you've all fallen into this. We need the nicest house, the six biggest cars, the 42 holidays a year. Have one car, one house, and one income. Jeremy, Adrian has no young kids.
Correct.
Adrian's kids ain't parked off in a crèche.
I'm entitled to have 42 holidays if I want.
He can have as many as he wants. He's reared his kids.
Well, did he?
No, Jeremy, don't go down there. Yeah,
you really are in one
don't
of those.
Don't you go
moves
down there. There.
My point is,
Jason, you can't stand up in your ivory tower and give out about Lola judging.
It's the way she spoke. I tell women to have a choice to put their children first. I don't look
not
down on them,
not
Jeremy.
Everybody has
you
that
look
choice.
Down.
Not
There's
everybody,
a difference.
Not everybody
I know,
has
okay,
that choice.
Oh, well, they sort to do. They sort
no,
to
they
do.
Don't.
You don't have to. Yeah, they do. There's ways around everything. You don't. Come here. Your big thing is, Jeremy, though, you think if you don't own your own house, you're a failure. You think I'm a failure because I'm in a council house.
No words.
Yes, you do, Jeremy. Yes, you do.
You
think the only way, if I don't own the house, how dare you? And what you're going to say to me next is, say thanks, Jason, for paying your rent because I pay taxes.
Jeez, am I that predictable?
Good man, Jay. You know this man inside out.
I love him. I can't wait to go for a pint at Christmas with him.
my bloody taxes would be paying for it though.
There you go, Jeremy.
Come here. And Jay, he's saying that tongue in cheek, but he actually means every word that just came out of his gob.
I love you, Jason.
I know he does. Listen, lads, have a great day.
You too.
Just my arse has been served on a plate.
On two plates. Connie.
Hi, guys. I can't come on air. I'm picking my daughter up from school. But is Lola actually for real saying a stay-at-home mum for 9 years, it'll be very hard for her to get a job? I was working full-time and then I switched to part-time because I have a child with special needs. But then it came to the stage that it just wasn't manageable. I gave up work to stay at home to care for my son who has special needs. Now, I left my employer on really good terms. And if it came to the stage that I could go back to work, I would be well able to get a job where I used to work. So Lola needs to get her head out of her backside and stop looking down on people. It's absolutely disgusting.
Thank you very much indeed, Connie. And Dara.
Dare I say that I think I agree with Jeremy on this one occasion, which I think is probably the first time ever on the show that I've agreed with him. But I do think that most people, like you said, who are qualified, aren't going to go for a job that is, you know, right back to retail or something. I did many years in retail as a teenager till about 22. And even at that, I felt I was getting too old for it. Now, I know there is still older people in retail and in supermarkets, of course. And like that, the security, the safety, you know, they can leave work at work. But I personally could never go back to that. I just couldn't. No matter what state I was in, I would hold out until I got a job in my field. And I've had periods of unemployment throughout the pandemic where I was in dire straits. But I never once thought to go and apply to be a waitress or something in a restaurant, or not that that's, again, a bad job, but it's just something that I find is something you do starting out in your career or as a student or as a young person. And I certainly, you couldn't pay me, even if my salary was matched to what I'm earning now, to go back to salary, to go back to retail, I couldn't do it. I just could not go back to that kind of mundane work, because obviously I know what I want to do now in my life, and it, I don't think it's about being snobby. I just could, you couldn't pay me any amount of money to work in retail again.
Don't worry about it, Dara.
Mundane work. Mundane works, that's what she just said.
Dara, don't worry about it, because Adrian isn't going to give out to you, because he's the only person that Adrian is, and I've realised that a couple of people have messaged me that have been listening to today's podcast. The only person that Adrian has the balls to give out to is actually me, because you literally are spineless. You're like a snake. Does a snake have a spine?
You're in a snot today now because you had your ass literally handed to you on a plate. No. Because your attitude is condescending. You're a snobby, absolute prick of a man.
You're an inverted.
And you ought to be ashamed of yourself the way you look down on people.
Why don't you say that to Dara? Because you're an inverted.
Dara's on a message. I'm after saying, Dara.
No, Dara's listening. Well, say what you want to say.
No,
terrified.
Dara, your attitude to a mundane job. That's what she said.
Yeah,
that's a disgusting thing to say.
You're an invertebrate.
About the,
you're
about
an
the people.
You
oh,
no
shut
spine.
Up, you fool
you
of a
no
man.
Spine.
Your attitude, Dara, is horrible to people that are essential workers in our economy. We need people working in retail.
She'd find packing shelves.
Mundane.
So you ask someone who does pack shelves, is it mundane? And they tell you it is. Of course they would.
Would they?
Ah, they would. The girl who always looks after me in my local supermarket, she's always looking at her watch, and I'm always slagging her when I'm in by my shop. She says, fucking 9 o'clock.
So you do that the minute you sit down here.
Fucking 9 o'clock can't come quick enough.
Can we finish this up? I want to go home.
Well, I do.
Every day
home.
You say that.
I do want to go home.
Thank you for listening to this latest Opinions Matter podcast. Before
we
go.
Thanks, yeah.
Yeah, thanks for serving Jeremy's ass on the plate. Before we go, I want to give a big shout out to our current show sponsors, Irish Tax Rebates. Now, Irish Tax Rebates is the tax agent you can trust, Irish owned, with over 6,000 five-star reviews on Trustpilot. If you think that you may have some tax that you can claim back, well, you can claim back your tax today with irishrebates.ie. Fill out the simple application form. No rebate, no fees. So what are you waiting for? Visit irishtaxrebates.ie. And also before we go, we want to invite you to join us on our WhatsApp channel.
Yes.
What do I do, Jeremy, if I want to be part of the party?
We've made it so simple. By the way, a WhatsApp channel is it's in your WhatsApp app, and it's basically a channel that we have set up where we'll send you details of the shows we're talking about and links to the podcast. All you have to do on our WhatsApp, pick up your WhatsApp now and WhatsApp us, add me. Just type add me on WhatsApp to us and we will send you back the link.
Thank you for listening to today's Opinions Matter. Please hit subscribe or follow, click on the bell icon on Spotify, and we'll catch you on the next one.
Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy, brought to you by Go Loud and proudly sponsored by Irish Tax Rebates, the tax agent you can trust with over 20 years of experience. Visit irishtaxrebates.ie.
Go Loud. Sounds better with us.